A common goal shared by all of humanity is a desire to be successful. Of course, success is measured according to which society one lives in and according to which religion one is a member of. We Jews have an added agenda. We also look for success in our Torah learning and our Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and Ben Adam L'Makom. In truth, most of us spend most of our lives looking for ways, different antidotes, how to be successful in these matters. It seems to escape us. People could be 60 years old, and they still seem to be searching. The Michta Me'elio reveals to us a key to the whole puzzle. He gives us an idea which he calls the key to Avodas Hashem, the key by which, if a person acquires this key, he could create within himself a desire to learn Torah and be successful in his Torah learning and also in all of his Kiyum HaMitzvos. He asks a very simple kasha. The very first of the Aseres HaDibros, of the Ten Commandments, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hasher Hotzeisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Mi'beis Avadim. Hashem tells us that I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt and from the house of slavery. Seemingly, if the whole purpose of the mitzvah, he asks, is just that we recognize Hashem as the creator of the world and he is our God, then what purpose is there in adding all the details of Me'eretz Mitzrayim U'Beis Avodim? Okay, so Me'eretz Mitzrayim is understandable. But why further detail? Me'beis Avodim. Hashem keeps driving the point home and adding up more details. It doesn't seem to be necessary for the idea of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He answers that Hashem is sending us a very subtle message in trying to teach us if we want to be Mekayim, if we want to fulfill Anochi Hashem Elokecha, then we have to first acquire a midah called Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, recognizing the goodness that Hashem has given us and learning to say thank you. Not enough just to recognize it, but learning to say thank you. We have to pay attention to details. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going into details. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and he took us out of the land of slavery. Then we could understand and we could accept upon ourselves Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Why? Because when a person says thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or for that matter, thank you to anybody, he's giving that person something. He's becoming a no-sein. He's a giver. It doesn't cost money, but he's a giver. And when you turn into a giver, then a relationship of ahava is created between the two. Once a relationship of ahava is created, then a strong building of Torah learning and Kiyum HaMitzvos can be built on top of that. This week, most of the people of America will be sitting down to the traditional and delicious turkey Thanksgiving dinner. I really don't know how many people will be giving a Thanksgiving to anybody other than enjoying their dinner. We Jews are taught to give Thanksgiving all the time. The opportunity for giving Thanksgiving both to people around us and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is endless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like us to keep our eyes and ears open, to learn how to become givers. Don't get nervous. I know that today's day and age, right now where we're holding, most of us are strapped for funds, and we've given more than we can to charities. But this type of giving doesn't cost money. It just requires a little bit of attention and output and a little bit of emotional input. It could start with at home, even between people, with people that are close to us, our wives, our employer, our employee. It's said over that the Alter from Kelm, when he came home on Friday night, used to stop by his door before he walked in his home to look at the beautiful Shabbos table that his wife set up for him so he could appreciate it more. Taking notice of what people do and then saying thank you, telling an employee or an associate who you asked to do something or a child, thank you very much, you did a great job. It turns the relationship into a giving relationship and creates ahava between the two. And makes the other person feel like $1 million. It's for free. And we are bombarded with opportunities all the time. We should begin with people at home. We should begin with our work. We should begin with our associates in shul. And then, of course, we should carry it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say three times a day, Modim Anachnu Lach, we thank you, Hashem, instead of having a blank mind of just running through the words, we should, before Shmon Esrei, maybe stop for a second and think something personally that Hashem gave us. A personal thank you. When we say thank you to Hashem and Modim, we could think of that personal gift, whatever Hashem gave us. We have to learn to be aware of what's going on around us, to pick up the little details in life, and to be makir toiv to our family, to our friends, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we build a relationship of ahava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a desire for Torah learning, a desire for kiyum ha-mitzvahs of both Bein Adam L'Chavero and Bein Adam L'Makom would grow, and we will find, Bez Hashem, that the success will be forthcoming.